We are back at Hawk Field. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Let's throw it out to the field and let you enjoy the halftime performance of Bing Bingham's marching band, Wimberley High School marching band. 26-7 our score, Wimberley over Canyon Lake at halftime. And certainly we want you to enjoy this band on this perfect night for football here in Canyon Lake.
Spirit of Texas Marching Band. Thank you for that hospitality and that warm response. The Wimberly Band would like to wish the Hawk Band the very best of luck as they compete in their 2011 UIL marching season.
And another great job per usual, Randy, by that Wimberly High School Marching Band. Awesome job as that Halloweeny moon rises in the east over there. Look at that. That's kind of nice, isn't it, Randy?
Beautiful, isn't it?
26-7 our score. Pirates of the Caribbean was the theme of that. Did you notice?
I did catch up on it. I thought I saw Jack Sparrow out there for a little bit.
That was Jack Sparrow. We did see Cameron Morris. You know, with Cameron, of course, he's the backup running back to Trinity Wilson for the Wimberly Texans. He never gets chewed out at halftime. He just takes his helmet off. He takes his shoulder pads off, and then he goes and plays the saxophone for the band. That's awesome, isn't it?
That is awesome. That's great. Certainly a talented young man to be able to be successful in two different, totally different things. So that's hats off to him.
And that moon is absolutely beautiful over there. That is really awesome. 26-7. Speaking of Austin, awesome. Wimberly leads it 26-7. We are at halftime, and you are listening to Wimberly Texans football on WimberlyRadio.com. Stay with us. We'll have more of our halftime show after this brief timeout. Back at Hawk Field, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. 26-7 is our score. Wimberly leading Canyon Lake. As we mentioned, Canyon Lake, of course, came into this ballgame sitting at 6-0. Wimberly at 5-0. And obviously, it goes without saying that this was a key District 26-3A football game coming in. And this is how it happened in the first half of play. Again, Wimberly leading Canyon Lake by a score of 26-7. Davis Holloman, first play from scrimmage. Let me back up a little bit. First play from scrimmage, Canyon Lake tried to throw a bomb. It was intercepted by Brennan Blakemore. And then the Texans answered on their first play from scrimmage, threw a long bomb. That was from Brady Lambert to Davis Holloman. 69-yard touchdown bomb on the first play from scrimmage. That made it 6-0 with 11:31 left to play in the first quarter. The conversion, the extra point attempt, failed, and Wimberly had the first lead of the night at 6-0. Then Trinity Wilson on a nifty 16-yard touchdown run. That came with 5:57 left to play in the first half. The Texans attempted to go for a two-point conversion to sort of make up for missing that first extra point, and that two-point conversion failed and was knocked away. And at that point, with 5:57 left to play in the first quarter, it was Wimberley 12 and Canyon Lake nothing. Canyon Lake now the outstanding running back, Zach Henshaw, with a 9-yard run to cap a long and time-consuming drive. That came at the very end of the first quarter. 3 seconds remained when Henshaw found his way into the end zone. The Hawks kicked the extra point, and at that point, Wimberley led by a score of 12-7. The Texans then took control of the game when Wilson, Trinity Wilson, with a 2-yard run early in the second quarter, 10:37 left to play. The kick was good. Wimberley led at that point by a score of 19-7, and then Brady Lambert with a 21-yard run of his own with 7:36 left to play in the second quarter, and Wimberley led it at that point by a score of 26-7. Canyon Lake, Randy, got it down, I believe, as deep as the 7-yard line very, very, very late in the first half. A penalty here, a sack there. They weren't able to convert, and that's where we stand at 26-7. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I got to believe that Weldon Nelms, if he was told before the game, hey, you're going to lead it at halftime 26-7, he would have said, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew it was going to be an exciting game, and it has certainly been that. Although I agree with you that the score is a little bit surprising. Thought it might have been a little bit closer. Still a whole other half of football to play, so we'll see what kind of adjustments the Hawks make to come out here in the second half. But when you look back at what we said that the Texans needed to do to be successful, number one thing is that, again, the marquee player with Henshaw is to be able to keep him contained as best as possible. And you just, every time he touches the ball, you can't help but think he's going to break through there and make a long run, and they've been able to prevent him from doing that so far. The other thing is to have some success in the air. Texas, in fact, I think this has been their best performance in the past several weeks of throwing the ball.
Making yeah, I
some
think
really
so
nice
too.
Catches. It looks good. Another thing is block for Lambert. The offensive line has certainly stepped up and done a good job giving him time to make those throws. And I guess the one thing we haven't talked about a whole lot is the defensive effort by the Texans has been great. I mean, they've stopped Henshaw, but they've also played very aggressive. The ends have done a good job. Been great to see Dennis Smith out there. So, great first half. I don't think you could have scripted it any better.
Well, and I think on a couple of your points here, Randy, Henshaw, we can look at the stats and see that they've played out those keys to the game. Henshaw, 20 carries in the first half alone for 66 yards. He came in averaging over 8 yards a carry, and he's averaging about 3 yards a carry tonight. So clearly that Wimberley defense has been effective against him.
That's right. Again, he's such a focus of that offense. It shows that when you can stop him, you really essentially shut down that entire offense.
Passing-wise, 6 out of 10 is Brady Lambert. 6 out of 10 for unofficially 136 yards. And Brennan Blakemore has returned to his big play form again this week. 5 catches for 81 yards. Davis Holloman, of course, caught the end-around pass from Hunter Burchell. 1 catch for 69 yards for Holloman. And Trinity Wilson also, 1 catch for 27 yards. So we sort of have bemoaned a little bit of that big play offense kind of being missing the last couple of games for Wimberley, but the Texans seem to have regained that here tonight, Randy.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I think two things. One, they seem to obviously anticipate and anxious to play the game. They all had us watching them warm up. They were all very crisp, had that spring in their step. You knew it was going to be a good night. And the second thing is they didn't have the off week. You know, we've been on, we off. So in the past month, the past 5 weeks, I guess, this is the first consecutive game we've had in a row.
Well, that's
five
true.
Weeks.
Now that you mention that, that's true. And, you know, you can just tell talking to Weldon Nelms, you can tell that annoys him a little bit. You know,
yeah,
a creature of habit. You got to believe a guy coaches for 100 years, he likes to play a football game every Friday night in September and October, and it just didn't happen with the fire and then the bye week. And you got to feel like that, yeah, he was a bit annoyed by that. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's how you get your rhythm. You just play and play and play.
Well, and the other thing is when they start out and plan their year, it's a progression of learning through the whole course of the season. And so, you know, you build on what you learned in the last game, or you take one of those games out of there, it disrupts everything you've planned. So I think we might have seen some of that the past couple of weeks.
And again, we came in tonight, both of these teams undefeated, 5-0 Wimberley, 6-0 Canyon Lake, both of those teams 1-0 in District 26-3A play. Bernie also came into tonight at 1-0, and Navarro, Bandera, and Fredericksburg all at 0-1 coming into tonight's ball games. Again, it's Wimberley at Canyon Lake here, and other games in the district, Bernie at Navarro, and Bandera is at Fredericksburg. We were talking about Zach Henshaw. He came into the game as the district's leading rusher with 1,295 yards. Eric Schleyer at Navarro is number two in district, 973 yards. Will Amick of Bernie, 662 yards. Dylan Rhea of Fredericksburg, 523 yards. And L.J. Anderson of Navarro with 436 yards. Receiving leaders in the district. This should come as no surprise. Brennan Blakemore came into this ball game with 524 yards receiving, and he has added 81 to that tonight. Tyler Ferris of Bandera came in well behind Blakemore in the receiving total. 371 is his total. Gage Bowles, Navarro, 301 yard. Ryan Walker of Bandera, we saw him last week, 268 yards. And Paul Burns of Bernie with 264 yards. Passing leaders, yeah, it's Brady Lambert of Wimberley, 60 out of 107 for over 1,100 yards passing, 1,165 yards. And again, Lambert has added 136 yards unofficially here tonight. So Wimberley, needless to say, well represented among the league leaders statistically, Randy.
Yep. We,
and then, of course, next week we'll be on the air with Fredericksburg, and we'll talk more about that as the game progresses. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football, and we are also listening to this Canyon Lake band out there, Randy. They're doing a nice job out there. Good-looking group out there as the as that beautiful moon over there to our left rises. Perfect night for football, and we are glad that you've joined us, as always, on WimberleyRadio.com. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after this brief timeout, and you are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.